Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Secret Museum of the Air, a weekly broadcast of the world's music, historic landmarks from the dawn of recording through the golden age of the gramophone. Join us for the next hour as your host, Citizen Kafka, visits with curator Pat Conti in the Secret Museum.
And good evening. Welcome once again to the Secret Museum of the Air. Tonight's broadcast, Old Time Routes, or if you prefer the pun, Old Time Roots. This is the first installment of several programs where we'll be trying to uncover what's behind some of the old-time mountain hillbilly songs of the 20s and where they have come from since the dawn of recording. But first, in our lobby tonight, let's listen to the Ellington Sacred Quartet and the Gentry Family, 1925 and 1926 respectively, and a bit of quartet singing, You Can't Make a Monkey Out of Me.
Many theories are spent on the origin of man. Some can trace an ape to their family tree. But for me, I'm content with the blessed Bible plan. And you can't make a monkey out of me. Out of me, you can't make a monkey out of me.
No, no, I am human through and through.
All my aunts and uncles too, and you can't make a monkey out of me. Some believe that the earth started from a little spark, but they can't tell when came the spark, you see. Many folks at their birth prior to all Noah's ark, and you can't make a monkey out of me. You can't make a monkey out of me. You can't make a monkey out of me.
And uncle too,
and you can't make a monkey out of me. If a man ever came from a monkey, as some say, they'd be coming now and would ever be. But mankind is the same in all ages as today. And you can't make a monkey out of me. You can't make a monkey out of me. You can't make a monkey out of me.
No, no, I am human through and through.
All my aunts and uncles too. And you can't make a monkey out of me. You can't make a monkey out of me. You can't make a monkey out of me.
No, no, I am human through and through.
All my aunts and uncles too. And you can't make a monkey out of me. No, you can't make me out of
man. Some can trace an ape to the family tree, but for me, I'm content with the blessed Bible plan, and you can't make a monkey out of me. You can't make a monkey out of me.
Oh, no.
You can't make a monkey out of me. No, no, I am human through and through.
All my aunts and uncles too.
And you can't make a monkey out of me. You can't make a monkey out of me.
Oh, no.
You
You can't make a monkey out of me. No, no, I am human through and through.
All my aunts and uncles too.
And you can't make a monkey out of me. Some believe that the earth started from a little spark, but they can't tell whence came the spark, you see. Many folks had the birth prior to old Noah's Ark, and you can't make a monkey out of me. You can't make a monkey out of me.
Oh no.
You can't make a monkey out of me. No, no, I am human through and through.
All my aunts and uncles too.
And you can't make a monkey out of me. Can't make a monkey out of me.
Oh no.
You can't make a monkey out of me. No, no, I am human through and through.
All my aunts and uncles too.
And you can't make a monkey out of me. If a man never came from a monkey, as some say, they'd be coming now and would ever be. But mankind is the same in all ages as today, and you can't make a monkey out of me. You can't make a monkey out of me.
Oh, no.
You can't make a monkey out of me. No, no, I am human through and through.
All my aunts and uncles too.
And you can't make a monkey out of me. You can't make a monkey out of me.
Oh no.
You can't make a monkey out of me. No, no, I am human through and through.
All my aunts and uncles too.
And you can't make a monkey out of me. No, you can't make me out of a monkey.
And part of our sub-theme for tonight's old-time routes, the monkey theme as portrayed by the Ellington Sacred Quartet, the first piece that we heard recorded for the Challenge label, in this case in 1925 or so. And we followed with a Victor recording of the Gentry family and their treatment of that same song, kind of poking fun at the evolutionists and prime news of the John T. Scopes trial in those days. Two old-time twists to the same theme. For our next set, one of the prime examples of what we are talking about in comparing some of the older, sometimes even 19th century styles as opposed to the 1920 styles of the country musicians, music that's referred to back then on the very labels themselves as old-time music, old-time singing and playing. We'll hear from a popular singer first in this set of two. His name is Mark Williams, and the song, The Sioux Indians. This is a bit of 19th century poetry, put to the tune of a, to some, a goofy kind of ukulele, very sparse and even spastic strumming. But it had some importance in the 20s. It had some dispersion among older singers and southern singers as well as northern, but it did move down in Texas in the repertoire of unaccompanied balladeers, as evidenced by the 1940 Library of Congress recording of a man named Alex Moore, this appearing in one of the first commercially issued sets of field recordings from the Library of Congress. And we'll hear Alex Moore's version as well of Sioux Indians, recorded in Austin, Texas. So let's start up top with the voice and ukulele of Mark Williams.
I'll sing you a song, though it may be a sad one, of trials and troubles where first they begun. I left my dear kindred, my friends and my home, across the wild deserts and mountains to roam. I crossed the Missouri and joined a large train, which bore us o'er mountain and valley and plain, and often of evening out hunting we'd go, to shoot the fleet antelope and wild buffalo. We heard of Sioux Indians all out on the plains, a-killing poor drivers and burning their trains. A-killing poor drivers with arrows and bows. When captured by Indians, no mercy they show. We traveled 3 weeks till we came to the flat and pitched out our tent at the end of the flat. We made down our blankets on the green grassy ground while our horses and mules were a-grazing around. While taking refreshment, we heard a low yell, the hoop of Sioux Indians coming up from the dell. We sprang to our rifles with a flash in each eye. Boys, said our brave leader, we'll fight till we die. They made a bold dash and came near to our train, and the arrows fell round us like hail and like rain. But with our long rifles, we fed them cold lead, till many a brave warrior around us lay dead. We shot their bold chief at the head of his band. He died like a warrior with a gun in his hand. When they saw their bold chief lying dead in his gore, they whooped and they yelled and we saw them no more. With our small band there were just 24, and the Sioux Indians 500 or more. We fought them with courage, we spoke not a word, till the end of the battle was all that was heard. We hitched up our horses and started our train. 3 more bloody battles this trip on the plain, and in our last battle, 3 of our brave boys fell, and we left them to rest in the green shady dell.
I'll sing you a song, and it'll be a sad one, of our trials and troubles and how they begun. We left our dear kindred, our friends, and our home, and across the wide districts and mountains to roam. We crossed the Missouri and joined the large train, which carried us over mountains, through valleys and plains. And oft another evening, a-hunting, we'd go to shoot the fleece, antelope, and the wild buffalo. We heard of Sioux Indians all out on the plains, a-killing poor drivers and burning their trains. A-killing poor drivers with arrows and bows, when captured by Indians, no mercy they show. We traveled 3 weeks till we come to the flat, pitching our tents at the head of the flat. We spread down our blankets on the green shady ground while mules and the horses were grazing around. While we're taking our refreshment, we heard a loud yell, the hoop of Sioux Indians come up from the drill. We sprang to our rifles with a flash in each eye and said our brave little boys will fight till we die. They made a bold dash and they come near our train. The arrows fell around us like showers of rain. But with our long rifles we fed them hot lead till many a brave warrior around us lied dead. We shot the bold chief at the head of their band. He died like a warrior with a bow in his hand. And when they saw the brave chief lie dead in his gore, they hooped and they yelled and we saw them no more. And our little band there was just 24. And of of the Sioux Indians, 500 or more. We fought them with courage, we spoke not a word. They hoop of Sioux Indians was all could be heard. We hooked up our horses, we started our train. Three more bloody battles this trip on the plains. And in our last battle, three brave boys fell, and we left them to rest in the green treaty trail.
The Sioux Indians, with some sour notes, but we forgive them totally. It's still a pretty heartfelt performance. There by Alex Moore, recorded for the Archives of the Library of Congress in 1940, Austin, Texas, courtesy of the Lomaxes. Before that, for the Brunswick Bulky Colander Company, the same company that brought us Bowling Balls, brought us Mark Williams on record, in this case, the 20s version of the Sioux Indians, and a song which many people from the 60s remember from the New Lost City Ramblers. I believe it was Tracy Schwartz who sang that for Peter Bartok's microphone for one of the Ramblers' fine records. Next, we move to some 1920s hits, some of the more famous and good sellers for hillbilly musicians in the 20s. We'll hear some of the original versions of the very familiar tunes When You and I Were Young, Maggie, Hear Them Bells, and The Monkey on a String. That last one, actually, a little different twist to the story, which we'll get into a little more deeply later. But these three songs are among, I'd say, the top 40 of the decade. And once again, especially in the Mountaineer music catalogs prior to the Depression. So first, When You and I Were Young, Maggie, then Hear Them Bells, and then The Monkey on a String by our mystery guests for set number 3 tonight here on The Secret Museum.
As we used to long ago. The green grove is gone from the hill, Maggie, where first the days is from. The creaking old mill is still, Maggie, since you and I were young. They say I am feeble with age, Maggie. My steps are less brightly than then. My face is a well-written page, Maggie, but time alone was the pen. They say we are aged and gray, Maggie, as frail by the high breakers long. But to me you're as fair as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young. And now we are aged and gray, Maggie, and the trials of life nearly done. Let us sing of the days that are gone, Maggie, when you and I were young.
when the birds and the singing on the trees. Sometimes these clothes are very much worn, but we wear them out at the knees. At night when the moon and the shining bright and the clouds have passed away, them bells keep a ringing for the gospel fight, them will last in the judgment day. Hear them bells, oh, hear them bells, hear them ringing out the glory of the Lamb. Hear them bells, don't hear them bells, hear them ringing out the glory of the Lamb. Glory, glory, hallelujah! Hear them bells, don't hear them bells, hear them ringing out the glory of the Lamb. Never, 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 never. Hear them bells, don't hear them bells, hear them ringing out the glory of the Lamb. Old and the plenty is worn, the Bible and the kids hard to read, but the Spirit and are as sure as you're born, which is all the comfort we need. We sing and shout with all our might to keep away the cold. Them bells keep a ringing on the gospel light, and the story of the damn and told. Hear them bells, don't hear them bells, they're ringing out the glory of the Lamb. Hear them bells, don't hear them bells, there's a ringing of the glory of the Lamb. Glory, glory, hallelujah! Hear them bells, don't hear them bells, there's a ringing of the glory of the Lamb. Never, 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 never. Hear them bells, don't hear them bells, there's a ringing of the glory of the Lamb. And the corn with the feet and the hands of thorn, a praying for Gabriel to blow his horn, but we won't have to work anymore. I hear them chants coming this way, and the old days are coming for me. So ring them bells to the judgment day, and the land that is crying for the sea. Hear them bells, don't hear them bells, there's a ringing out the glory of the Lamb. Hear them bells, don't hear them bells, there's a ringing out the glory, glory, hallelujah! Hear them bells, don't hear them bells, there's a ringing of the glory of the Lamb. Never, 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 never. Hear them bells, don't hear them bells, there's a ringing of the glory of the Lamb.
Everybody dance with the little monkey. It's no hurt you, it's no bite you, it's no be frightened. Look, I speak to the little monkey. Chico, you raise your rat to say how you do to the little bambino. There you are, it's no fright. Oh, look, here come a friend of mine, Giovanni. He's gonna tell you a nice story.
Come now, boys and girls, a story you shall hear. I will tell you all about a little deer. He is just the cutest little thing you ever saw. I adore, and what's more, all the kiddies run just to have some fun. Every little heart is thumping, jumping just to play with the monkey on a string. While the organ plays, little monkey sways, every little hand is trying hard to touch the cute thing, the monkey on a string. For a cent, he tips his hat. For a bob, he'll start to chat and tumble. Every dog and cat runs from every flat when they hear the little organ playing with that cute thing, the monkey on a string.
Mr. Scotch wood, but I lost my monkey. Is I now find him no place? He's got my money and he run away. Oh, please, Mr. Scotchwood, you find for me, please, the little monkey.
Why, sure, Tony. Hey, anybody seen King Kong? There he goes. On the piano. Now on the drum. Why, he's on the organ. There he goes. Catch him. On a string.
The Monkey on a String. In that case, a tune that you might not recognize, but more on that. Before that, we heard the Peerless Quartet and Hear Them Bells, probably the source for Al Hopkins and his gang and the Hillbillies. And up top, of course, the voice of John McCormick, touted as one of the greats of that decade, that being the teens, and When You and I Were Young Maggie, a song which made its way to the repertoire of, among others, Fiddlin' John Carson. But that Monkey on a String, that's what brings us to the next set. The Goofy Music Hall version is not the one that you might be familiar with. I'm talking, of course, of that laughing song made famous originally by Cal Stewart. Cal Stewart, the monologist, who is more famous for his role on many, many, many discs as a pioneer recording artist in the guise of Uncle Josh. But under his own name, and for this label, the Oxford label, and many others, I'm sure, before in the cylinder era, comes the old song, The Monkey on a String, complete with the Dago at the organ grinder. That in quotation marks, of course. So we start with his version in this next set, and then here, finally, that version made so popular by the North Carolina Ramblers, and featuring the vocal, which is a subject of much debate, by Charlie Poole. Charlie Poole, a famous character, a tantamount musician, and one of the more influential in all of the recorded era during the 20s. Poole had many idiosyncrasies, and one of them was to hide the words of his songs, to protect them, to keep them his own, even though he was lifting them from various sources. And those could be from old 19th century poetry collections, Tin Pan Alley, Other Mountaineers, The Ragtime, songbooks, and etc. So you'll hear Poole, especially on this best-selling hit of the 20s, on his version of Monkey on a String, continually swallowing words and confounding many folksters for years to come, which I'm sure was the object. So you'll hear phrases like Sally's Fish for Sally Fisk or Sally Smith and etc. Just hiding, garbling, and I'm sure he wasn't, as many have accused him of being, on and off mic, a drunkard, at least during the recording session. I think this was a very deliberate and careful attempt at assuring his own copyright. Then in this next set, following The Monkey on the String for Columbia, we'll hear a piano solo from the teens called Everybody Two-Step. This one probably learned from the Kerry Mills sheet music, popular sheet music of the 1880s and 90s. And then we'll hear a string band treatment of it by the Roan County Ramblers, recorded in the 1920s for Columbia as well. So let's start with the famous, the infamous, the notorious laughing song as portrayed by Cal Stewart by his own name as The Monkey on a String.
boys begin to sing. A fella comes to our town with a monkey on a string and an organ that he plays around on a grocery store. And the foolish things that monkey does just puts us in a roar. Now that's the time the fun begins. Oh, how that monkey hops and grins. Some say he looks like Sally Smith, some say like Deacon Brown, and the clap by twice from morn till night for that darn monk in town. Now that's the time when the fun begins. Some say he looks like Sally Smith, some say like Deacon Brown, and the clap by twice the whole day long for that darn monk in town. Well, too bad, guys, I believe they can learn that fella to shuck corn, hi.
Say, Joyce, that fella looks like Abe Crosby, don't he?
Well, I don't see any use insulting the poor little critter. He never done anything to me.
Give him a nickel, Joyce.
No, I ain't handing out any money to none of your relations. Some say one time we all was monks, some say the other way, that a monk was made from odds and ends on the great creation day, and that they used him for a clown, pass the time away, and as he was a monkey then, a monk he'll always say, now that's the time when the fun begins. Oh, how that monkey hops and grins. Some say he looks like Sally Smith, some say like Deacon Brown, and the flap by twice from morn till night, well, I'm darn fools in town. Some say he looks like Sally Smith, some say like Deacon Brown, and the flap by twice from morn till night, well, I'm darn fools in town.
Most every year when springtime comes and the birds begin to sing, a nice island comes around this town with a monkey on a string. And the normal sat that monkey said was in the grocery store. The foolish thing that monkey done, he sent me in the road. Now that's the time when the monkey began. While that monkey hopped and grinned. Some say he look like Sally Smith, some say like Ethan Brown. Is there by guys to hold a long with that monkey star? Some say he look like Sally Smith, some say like Ethan Brown. Is there by guys to hold a long with that monkey star? Some say it look like Sally's fist, some say like me.
Roddy Two-Step, a fine fiddle band known as the Roane County Ramblers, recorded for the Columbia Company and led by the great veteran fiddler Jimmy McCarroll. Before that, quite a different tune, it seems, the Everybody Two-Step, as read from the music by Mike Bernard, an artist who I'm sure is getting his radio debut tonight, just 70 or 80 years late. Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers before that, and his classic version of The Monkey on a String, lifted no doubt from The Cylinder by Cal Stewart, The Monkey on a String, which we heard at the top of the set. So some more old-time routes or roots, whichever you prefer, here at the Secret Museum. As the time ticks down and our hour quickly dissipates, we have two more songs for you. Actually, one more song and two more versions. We couldn't let the first installment of such a program go by without hearing the voice and banjo of a man by the name of Harry C. Brown. It's a name we'll be coming to many times in the course of this examination of these songs and shows to come, too. We'll hear a song called Chemo Chymo. It's a very interesting bit of nonsense that it recorded for Columbia with orchestra in the pre-microphone days of the late teens and early 20s. Brown was a stalwart performer, a fantastic singer with great projection, and recorded very well for the recording horn, and winded up in his retirement as a musical performer working A&R for Columbia. As their artist and repertoire man, he appeared some years later in sketches on recording along with Gid Tanner, Clayton McMitchin, and the other members of the Skillet Lickers as the straight man known simply as Brown. You could hear him on many of the sketches when the Skillet Lickers find themselves in various odd situations and census-taking, bee-hunting, and nights in a blind tiger. We follow Chemo Chymo for our last song tonight with a song by Chubby Parker. Little Chubby Parker, the banjo player who played for Jeanette and Columbia, and is so famous for his inclusion in the great Harry Smith anthology of American folk music, we hear his version of the same song, the sing-song Kitty Chymo, misheard, it seems, and missung, or remembered, or whatever, as King Kong Kitchy Kitchy Chymo. So we have a little reference to King Kong about 5 years before appeared across the screen. Certainly has nothing to do with that, and I've just been corrected by the cuckoo clock on that. So we'll hear King Kong Kitchy Kitchy Chymo by Chubby Parker, preluded by the great Harry C. Brown and his Chemo Chymo.
South Carolina, the doggies go, sing song, kitty, kitty, chymo. That's where the white folks plant a toe. Sing song, kitty, kitty, chymo. Cover the ground all over with smoke. Sing song, kitty, kitty, chymo. And up the doggies' head they poke. Sing song, kitty, kitty, chymo. Chemo, chymo, Darrow, Wab, and Mahimo. For it comes Sally singing sometimes, Penny Winkle, Link, Dump, Tim, Cat. Sing song, kitty, kitty, chymo. Chemo, chymo, Darrow, Wab, and Mahimo. In comes Sally singing sometimes when it wiggle in some nip get sing song kitty cat the chymo. Milk in the dairy 9 days old, sing song kitty cat the chymo. Frogs and mosquitoes get mighty bold, sing song kitty cat the chymo. They try for the sleep but it ain't no use. Sing song, kitty, get the chymo. The legs hang out for the chickens to roost. Sing song, kitty, get the chymo. Chemo, chymo, Darrow, Wab, and Mahimo. It comes Sally singing sometimes, Penny Winkle, Link, Dump, Tim, Cat. Sing song, kitty, get the chymo. Chemo, chymo, Darrow, Wab, and Mahimo. It comes Sally singing sometimes, Penny Winkle, Link, Dump, Tim, Cat. Sing song, kitty, get the chymo. Was the frog lived in a pool. Sing song, kitty, can't you cry me, oh. Sure, he was the biggest fool. Sing song, kitty, can't you cry me, oh. For he could dance and he could sing. Sing song, kitty, can't you cry me, oh. And make the woods around him ring. Sing song, kitty, can't you cry me, oh. Evo, Kaibo, Daro, Wawa, and Haimo. Great Tom, Sally, sing it sometimes. Penny, Wiggle, Link, Dum, Dim, Gad. Sing song, kitty, can't you cry me, oh. Evo, Kaibo, Daro, Wawa, and Haimo. Great Tom, Sally, sing it sometimes. Penny, Wiggle, Link, Dum, Dim, Gad. Sing song, kitty, can't you cry me, oh.
Frog went a-courtin' and he did ride. King Kong, kissy, kissy, cry me, oh. With a sword and a pistol by his side. King Kong, kissy, kissy, cry me, oh. Cry mo-key, mo-cry mo-key. Way down yonder in a holler tree. An owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kissy, kissy, cry me, oh. He rode till he came to Miss Mouse's door. King Kong, kissy, kissy, cry me, oh. And there he knelt up on the floor. King Kong, kissy, kissy, cry me, oh. Cry mo-key, mo-cry mo-key. Way down yonder in a holler tree. An owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kissy, kissy, cry me, oh. He took Miss Mouse up on his knee. King Kong, kissy, kissy, cry me, oh. And he said, little mouse, will you marry me? King Kong, kissy, kissy, cry me, oh. Cry mo-key, mo-cry mo-key. Way down yonder in a holler tree. An owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kissy, kissy, cry me, oh. Miss Mouse had suitors three or four. King Kong, kissy, kissy, cry me, oh. And there they came right in the door. King Kong, kissy, kissy, cry me, oh. Cry mo-key, mo-cry mo-key. Way down yonder in a holler tree. An owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kissy, kissy, cry me, oh. They grabbed Mr. Frog and began to fight. King Kong, kitty, kitty, cry me, oh. In that holler tree, t'was a terrible night. King Kong, kitty, kitty, cry me, oh. Cry mo-key, mo-cry mo-key. Way down yonder in a holler tree. An owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitty, kitty, cry me, oh. Mr. Frog hurled the suitors to the floor. King Kong, kitty, kitty, cry me, oh. With his sword and his pistol he killed all four. King Kong, kitty, kitty, cry me, oh. Cry mo-key, mo-cry mo-key. Way down yonder in a holler tree. An owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitty, kitty, cry me, oh. They went to the parson the very next day. King Kong, kitty, kitty, cry me, oh. And left on their honeymoon right away. King Kong, kitty, kitty, cry me, oh. Cry mo-key, mo-cry mo-key. Way down yonder in a holler tree. An owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitty, kitty, cry me, oh. Now they live far off in a holler tree. King Kong, kitty, kitty, cry me, oh. When they now have wealth and children free. King Kong, kitty, kitty, cry me, oh. Cry mo-key, mo-cry mo-key. Way down yonder in a holler tree. An owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitty, kitty, cry me, oh.
And as we bid farewell to Little Chubby Parker, a favorite here at the Secret Museum, we remind you to tune in each and every week at this time slot. This is Pat Conti, your humble curator, Citizen Kafka, your humble engineer, bidding you a fond farewell on our old-time route tonight, hoping you'll join us for more of the same and more of the insane and more of the amazing and wonderful world of the gramophone.
I got a gal and you got none, little Liza Jean. I got a gal and you got none, little Liza Jean. Liza Jean done come to me, little Liza Jean. Both as happy as can be, little Liza Jean. Oh, it's Liza, little Liza Jean. live with me, little Liza Day. I will take good care of thee, little Liza Day. House and lot in Baltimore, little Liza Day. Lots of chillin' round the door, little Liza Day. Oh, it's Liza, 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 little Liza Day. Hold the corn the whole day long, little Liza Day. Night I sing this little song, little Liza Day. When she smiles so sweet at me, little Liza Day. Just can't seem to let her be, little Liza Day. Oh, it's Liza, 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 little Liza Day. Try my best, my love, to show, little Liza Day. Lord, it's good to me, I know, little Liza Day. Thank him every time I pray, little Liza Day. Heaven is here, I do her say, little Liza Day. Oh, it's Liza, little Liza Day. Oh, it's Liza, little Liza Day. Oh, it's Liza, little Liza Day. Lots of gals that I do know, little Liza Day. Wonder why I love her so, little Liza Day. I can't tell the reason why, little Liza Day. I will love her till I die, little Liza Day. Oh, it's Liza, 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 little Liza Day.
And so the gate swings shut after another visit to the Secret Museum comes to a close. We hope you have enjoyed this brief journey spanning the first half century of recorded sounds across the earth. Until next time, I'm Buddy Fortune for the Secret Museum of the Air.
This is Citizen Kafka. The Secret Museum of the Air is funded in part by a grant from the Shira Kober Zeller Foundation in loving memory of Arthur and Margaret Kober. Thanks for listening. We'll see you again here at the Secret Museum of the Air.